be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" And he replied, "The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." And they brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such things?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. And they asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he now see?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner." And he replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" And they ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us? Then they threw him out. And when Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" And Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see.' So your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy Lent to everybody. This is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and it's just going to almost get over. Are you ready? Are you prepared? The whole purpose of Lent is to prepare us for the celebration of the Paschal mystery, is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, that how God came to reconcile us to the Father. And that is this fourth Sunday. And again, we have our candidates and catechumens that they are preparing to be received in the church. Means receiving, be reconciled with the God, the Father, through the baptism, through their commitment to take the responsibility to become a Catholic. And for ourselves today at St. Robert's, we have from 3 to 5 p.m. confessions. So I will invite again to come over there, all those who are able to come. And we are many other priests would be there. So whole purpose of our Lenten journey of 40 days is to do the confession, to be reconciled with God. And that is the purpose of during this Lenten journey, that how we say, "Lord, I'm sorry," the contrite heart, and looking for the mercy and forgiveness of God, the extravagant love of God that he has created us for his glory, for his purpose. So during this time of Lent, again, our readings, I did two masses, and there was a whole another reading. So I come with this reading about the light of God to enlighten our hearts. So how lights are very important, how God can heal the blind person, and he can give the sight of wisdom to be recommitted to the life that he belongs to God. That is our baptism. That is our new commitment that we do as we get healed in our parents, our baptism. We can remember our own baptism, that how we are brought up and raised up in that baptism, so that the wisdom of God can enlighten our hearts. And that's why we come to church. That's why we want to read the scriptures. That is our life of any kind of traditions of the Catholic Church, so that, yes, the background which we grew up will always enlighten our hearts. We'll be able to see the spiritual light, the spiritual incitedness in our lives, so that we can recognize the presence of God and the presence of God in the creation, in the whole world, among the people, those even are sinners, among them also able to see God. And that is the whole part, that yes, how we can see the presence of God, that he came, he gave his only begotten Son to reconcile the whole world. And that is the year C reading from St. Luke's, his prodigal son, that how the prodigal son was blind. And today's gospel is talking about the blind man as well. Both sons were blind, kind of spiritually blind. spiritually blind. One was spending his whole property, all his talents and gifts in sin. And the second son was also living the life of pride. And he was angry, judgmental. In the same way, the spiritual sight we hear today, that God is healing the blind man in the gospel, and the Pharisees and scribes are looking where they can blame him. So both ways, that yes, there is the sin of scribes and Pharisees because of pride. Because of pride. And that is what God wants to heal us. Because of his full of love and compassion. And when we allow God to touch our hearts, there is an interior healing. There was a lady. She was searching a needle in the street. And yes, she was constantly looking for the needle in the street. And people say, "What are you looking for?" And she says, "I'm looking for a needle which I lost." And when did you lose? She says, "I lost long back ago." "Where did you lose?" "I lost it in my own house." "Then why are you looking here in the street?" And she says, "Yes, because here is a light." Did you get it? Yes. So here is the light. Yes. But she's looking in the wrong place. Light. Where is the light? Here in the street is the light. Why don't you take the light in your own house so that you can see? And that is the message for all of us. The message is, why don't we take the light in our own houses so that we can see the needle? Where is the needle? So interior needle, interior healing is our spiritual life, our interior. So not outside, but inside what is happening. And that gives us the joy and peace. And we are enlightened by God. And that is the blind man's mystery, that they want to be enlightened inside while they take light inside themselves. A spiritual sight of themselves, who they are, whom they belong to. And today we remember the compassionate and loving, merciful God who wants to enlighten our hearts so that we have the glasses to see the light, interior heart to be prepared. And beautifully today I give the example of mother. We usually speak in the prodigal son about the father, how loving, kind, and compassionate would be the father who welcomes his both sons that they can be reconciled. But today, we are asking, thinking about a mother who can forget their own mothers, that how they play role in the family. Recently, I lost my mom, but yes, what she taught me, I cannot forget. How she dealt with me, I cannot forget. That is the foundation she gave me. That is the light she enlightened in my heart. My mother was a person who brought me into the world. She helped me and sustained me when I was entirely helpless. She comforted me when I was upset and reassured me when I was frightened. She was the first person I formed a relationship with. I learned my mother's tongue from her. I can sing the way my mother was singing. When the first prodigal son in the parable came to his senses, we can imagine that he too would have had similar thoughts of gratitude towards the mother. When we remember our mothers, we remember where we come from and where our home is. Although people can go astray in their life and can do deeply inhuman things, the relationship people have with their mothers still allows us to see the glimmer of humanity in them. Mothers will still love their children, even their children do the most wicked things. So, the mother of Joseph Stalin, while she was dying, his son came to see her and says, "Mama, do you remember your star?" "Well, I am something like that star today." To which she replied while she was dying, you would have done better to become a priest. Stalin had been a seminarian as a young man, and his mother wasn't going to leave. Being devoutly religious to the end of her life, she would no doubt have frequently prayed for her son's conversion, for that is what devout mothers most desire for their children, and that is what God desires for their children. So he wants to heal their blindness and show the light, not to be swayed by the darkness of the world, but always use his mother with prayer, with compassion and love to forgive the sins. And always, the mother will always look for the good of the sons and daughters. And that is our Heavenly Father is inviting. We know about Saint Monica did the same to Saint Augustine constantly. And the prayer of the mother will not go in vain. It will touch somewhere, some way. And that is our Heavenly Father. And that is the way he gives light to the people, the interior healing. There are so many brokenness and woundedness deep within our hearts today in the world. And he wants to heal us. He wants to give the sight. He wants to lead us with that enlightened heart so that we can live the life of God for his glory, for his purpose. And that is the celebration. The reconciliation happens when he dies on the cross, but vertically and horizontally, he is there to reconcile the whole world. He is there to reconcile our lives. So let us take this beautiful time. All those members who are in RCIA, again, ask that God will enlighten interiorly. And those who are practicing from long time, cradle Catholics, we all of us, again, how we renew our baptism through our own confessions. Without our confessions, our Lent would be incomplete. So we need our own confessions of our own lives. So let us ask the grace of God so that we can be humbly asking God for his mercy and forgiveness. May God bless you.